All right, welcome back as we listen to Miss Kanade Sato, 12 years old, on these drums again. As we get ready to take a Newsarite journey around the world, getting some takes on what's happening around the world, courtesy of BBC. I want us in England and Wales. Here we go, taking off. Strap in. All right, England and Wales, what is happening there? This is what we're going to take a look at. Violent crime. And for those of you who have not been with us during any of our previous Newsarite editions, basically what we do is take kind of a quick look at what's happening in various countries around the world. Very often we do include America in that mix, but we usually say very little about what we're learning. Very often we discuss in depth the topics that we bring up on the program. But on Newsarite, we make very, very, very little commentary. We ask for very little. We do very little of asking you to think through this situation, think through that. We basically just prevent the news, what's happening in such and such a country, and then we move on to the next country. That's why you heard the engines of the jet roar as we move to England and Wales, because we're going to be moving at a faster pace than we normally do. And that's why we call it right. Newsarite. Not meteorites, Newsarites, where we're just covering information at a faster pace than we normally cover it on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. So we're in England and Wales, and we're studying crime. And here's what they've concluded. What they're calling high harm violent crime is genuinely increasing, because that's what they want to know. Is violent crime getting worse in England and Wales? Violent crime. The conclusion is that high harm violent crime is getting worse based on police recorded crime statistics. But the crime survey suggests that violence overall is falling. In recent days, several high profile crimes, including the mugging of comedian Michael McIntyre and the robbery of a TV crew's camera equipment in London, have put violent crime back into the spotlight. Parts of the media have declared that violent crime has turned the country into Wild West Britain. And one paper is asking the question, have we lost control of our streets? Meanwhile, Labour's crime spokeswoman, Louise Hay, says that the police are really facing overwhelming demand. So is indeed violent crime overall getting worse? Well, note this. There are two main ways of measuring crime. There's police recorded crime, and there's the crime survey. The police recorded crime has to do with the number of incidents reported to the police and recorded by individual forces, whereas the crime survey is an annual survey that collects people's experience of crime. So with police recorded crime, the most recent official stats on police recorded crime show that there were 1.3 million violent crimes in England and Wales last year. That's an increase of 21% compared with 2016, when 1.1 million violent crimes were recorded. That continues a rising trend in recorded violent crime that's been observed since 2014. But in its observation, published alongside the crime figures, the Office for National Statistics, the ONS, Office for National Statistics, ONS, says police recorded violent statistics should be treated with caution. They point out that ongoing work by police forces over the last 3 years to improve crime recording practices has been an important driver of the increase in police recorded violence. And this makes interpreting trends and police-recorded violence difficult. The crimes, violence without injury, and stalking and harassment were responsible for half of the total violence figures. And both of these categories are often subject to changes in recording methods. On top of this, victims may have become more willing to report crimes. All of these factors make it difficult to decipher whether the numbers show a genuine rise in overall violent crime. However, when it comes to violence that's categorized as high harm, such as murder, knife, and gun crime, the ONS says that this rise is genuine. It's really happening. That's because victims of these sort of crimes are much more likely to report them to the police as opposed to a minor scuffle in a pub. So what has happened in these high harm areas? Well, last year, gun crime increased 11% to 6,604 recorded offenses compared with 2016, and offenses involving knives or other sharp instruments actually rose 22% to 39,598 recorded offenses, rose 22%. Homicide has increased over the past 3 years. The ONS says that the rise in recorded knife and gun offenses is backed up by NHS data on hospital admissions for stabbing and shooting injuries. Now, here's more on the crime survey. It appears to show the opposite trend in violence. About 2 in every 100 adults were a victim of a violent crime last year, according to the latest survey. And that represents no change to the levels of violence people experienced in 2016. But how can police-recorded crime show a dramatic rise when the crime survey shows it flatlining? Well, it comes down to the fact you're still very unlikely to be a victim of a serious violent crime, including knives or guns, for example. The crime survey collects data from about 35,000 households. And even though that's a hefty sample size, it's still unlikely to include many victims of high harm violence. There's also a time lag of at least a year between carrying out the survey and publishing the results. So the crime survey may not reflect the most recent trends. For obvious reasons, the survey also can't tell you about people's experience of homicide. So what does it actually tell us? Well, according to the ONS, the crime survey provides a better measure of trends in overall violent crime, which includes more common but less harmful crimes, such as pushing and shoving. Yes, pushing and shoving crimes are recorded. Police-recorded crime, on the other hand, provides a better indicator about trends in highly violent crimes, but is less reliable when it comes to overall violence. That's because victims of scuffles or incidents that result in psychological harm, but no physical injuries, are less likely to report them to the police. So, if Ms. Haig is referring solely to high harm violence, her assertion of rising serious crime is correct. She also says demand on the police is rising. It says that that's backed up by increases that they've seen in recorded crime. But in the context of overall violence, it seems to be falling, at least when it comes to people's experience of crime. More news are right in just a few, and we're going to be heading to South Africa.